The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Three elderly women met at a coffee shop every week without fail for coffee, cigarettes, and conversation. One Saturday, Doris announced she was giving up smoking for her health. "I survived cancer of the uterus," she said, "and I'm not taking any more chances." Even after hearing Doris's revelation, Edith lit up her cigarette. "Aren't you afraid of getting cancer of the uterus?" asked Hazel. "Oh, no, dear," Edith replied, without batting an eye. "I don't inhale that far down." Hey, smoking for health. No, breathing for health, smoking for disease. That's our topic of discussion today. We're going to be talking about stopping smoking, the single most preventable cause of death, and then also the hazards of e-cigarettes, newly discovered information, in fact, just days old. And you're going to hear it right here first here on Dr. Health Radio. Do you think that e-cigarettes are so much less harmful than smoking tobacco? No, not so much. We'll talk about e-cigarettes and vaping and smoking and a whole lot more with our two guests. First of all, Dr. Liz Tam. She's an internist who specializes in lung diseases. And Dr. Tam is also professor and chair of the Department of Medicine at the John A. Burns School of Medicine. She's also chair of the Tobacco Prevention and Control Trust Fund. And joining her also here in the studio is Trish LaChica. She's the policy and advocacy director for the Hawaii Public Health Institute, which, by the way, is the headquarters for the Coalition for a Tobacco-Free Hawaii and the Obesity Prevention Task Force, and we welcome them, or we will be welcoming them to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning, right after these announcements and the Health Hotline news. So stay tuned for two very informative guests. Speaking of smoking, did you know that in the early 20th century, the Sears Roebuck catalog offered a wide range of patent medicines and, well, dubious medical devices of the day? One of them was the anti-cancer cigar holder, believe it or not, with the claim that it guaranteed a tongue burnt by properly smoking to prevent tumors. Oh, yeah. And here's a that was fact. OK, now this is a funny fallacy. How about this? Self-lighting cigarettes. you got to see this picture, but neither wind nor rain will stop a smoke lighting again. They're match attached. Now smokers needn't pat their pockets frantically, poking their heads into explosive cast ranges or rubbing sticks together in a feeble attempt to get a light. With self-lighting cigarettes, the match is built in. This brilliant idea might work for candles and fireworks, too. Okay, I think I'll pass on that. The convenience far outweighs the discomfort of inhaling all the sulfur and gunpowder that's part of the match head. Wait, what about the discomfort inhaling all the contaminants in the cigarette itself? Forget the matches. All right. Okay, so much for a little smoky humor there. It's not funny, though, when it comes to cancer and all the diseases that smoking causes, and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Well, my nutrition tip of the week, and we're going to kick off National Nutrition Month next hour with Dr. Earl Mendel. He has sold 11 million copies of his Vitamin Bible, as well as being the author of 59 other books on nutrition and medicine, and we'll have him on live in the on our phone conference line next hour, as we do every year at this time for National Nutrition Month. But the tip of the week is eat less eggs, eat more eggplant. In other words, eating more plants and less animals or their byproducts. You don't necessarily need to be a vegan, but just be more of a plantitarian, okay? That's the word of the day. And that's going to be a diet that's good not only for your body, but for the planet. So being a plantitarian, and stay tuned for next hour's show. But right now, let's stay tuned for, we have Becky and Bud on the line from, because it's time to wake up to the March edition of Natural Awakenings magazine. Good morning. Becky, are you there? Becky, do we have Becky on the line? Let's see. Do we have her? Hello?
Yep.
Oh, there you are. Okay, is Bud with you?
Morning.
The other half. All right. The other half of Naturally Awakenings, and you're both awake and alive and enthusiastic. Thanks so much. You got to tell us about this March edition, because as I was mentioning just before we went on the air, Becky, your covers of Natural Awakening magazine, Natural Awakenings magazine, which is on the available at some 300 newsstands here on Oahu and a few on the neighbor islands. It's becoming so that pretty soon the covers are so attractive, pretty soon you'll have holographic images on the covers. Tell us about the March edition and why people should pick it up.
Well, we've got a lot of recipes in there, which is great, and it's really about eating healthy. This month is really focusing on that, as well as some 10-minute fitness activities. I know it's hard for people sometimes to find a way to get active and stay active, and this 10 minutes is a good way to get started.
Well, you know, 10 minutes of physical activity, it's because they don't have 10 minutes because they're spending 4 to 6 hours on their electronic devices. And but don't get me started. Okay, go ahead. Please continue.
There's also some free things that people can get and some discounted things. We have a opportunity from one of our advertisers at Red Light Therapy in Kailua, and they also have a location in Macaulay Center where people can get their first Red Light Therapy session free, and there's a bit of an article in the magazine about it too.
So I take it that's on infrared light for particular therapeutic applications?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. And then also you have a really great article. I'm a spice fanatic, and you have articles, or one article on all the benefits of spices for your health.
Absolutely. It not only spices up your food, but there's health benefits associated too. So it's a good article on that.
Mm-hmm. And now any new venues for your magazines? I know that we're not going to take the whole hour to name all the locations where they're available, but basically wherever the giveaway magazines are, where you see them on newsstands, right?
Right. And I will say that we're looking for more people to pick up in the Safeway in Enchanted Lake, because we found that people, even though it's right by the door, are not necessarily seeing it as much as we would like. So all you folks in the Enchanted Lake area out near Kailua, we want to get the pickup there increased.
All right. Yeah, most of the time, the problem is that the magazines are gone because everybody's been picking up the Natural Awakenings magazine from the various newsstands that it's available at. And I've encountered a few of your stands where they were empty, and so I had to go to another stand. But they're pretty popular. And so what's for March, it's going to be hard to top this one, but I told you that last month as well. But what are you working for? What are you working on for future issues or the next issue?
The April edition will have a feature from a local artist on the cover. So we're working on that right now.
Great.
And it'll be a surprise.
Surprise, yeah. And you can't tell us, because otherwise it wouldn't be a surprise. Okay. All right. So is there a website people can go to as well?
Yes. It's Natural Awakenings with an S, Hawaii.com, and they can always read the articles there, as well as look at our online directory and calendar is online Google-enabled, so people can find the calendar activities there.
All right. You know, I'm old school. I love having something in my hand and reading it and seeing all the color pictures and everything and just, cutting and pasting, cutting some of the articles out or saving them in a file. So I appreciate you have the electronic edition, but also the fact that you are still a magazine, and so many magazines have gone by the wayside and only offered electronic editions. And so it's really nice that you have a real magazine, not just a virtual one. So thanks for doing all you do. Keep it up, and we'll talk to you next month.
Bye for now.
Thanks, Becky and Bud. There goes Becky and Bud from Natural Awakenings Magazine. All right, straight ahead of the news. Can you sneak a smoke and still be healthy? Details on that. Plus, a few tips to fend off the flu. And 3 hidden food sources of mercury, and it's not fish. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Hi, I'm Sam Waterston. More than 6 million Americans are losing their sight to blinding diseases such as macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosa. But there is hope. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge to find treatments and cures for these devastating diseases. For free information on the latest treatments and research, or to find out how you can help, call the Foundation at 800-844-1174. That's 800-844-1174.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Can you sneak a smoke and still be healthy? Well, heavy smokers know that they should quit. So what about occasional smokers? You know, one, maybe somebody only smokes at a party or smokes socially just once in a while. I have a cigar on the golf course, you know, those kind of people. Well, or I switch to vaping. It's so much cleaner and healthier, right? Well, all of them have the same degree of risk for your heart, according to Dr. Clyde Yancey. He's chief of cardiology at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University. He says there's no small dose of nicotine, and we're going to talk about that with our two in-studio guests in just a few minutes. The fix is if you stop smoking right now and you don't have any pre-existing coronary artery disease, within 2 years, you can reduce your heart attack risk to what it would have been if you had never smoked. So that's good news. And here's some great news for former smokers. Eating more than 2 tomatoes and more than 3 servings of fruit, especially apples, each day helps restore lung damage caused by smoking. This is a Johns Hopkins study. And they say the benefits linked to nutrients in the foods were only seen in former smokers, not current ones. So, you know, people think, oh, I can take the poison and take the antidote, but that doesn't work that way, folks. Okay. All right, here's a question. Why do the meteorologist stay in bed? He was feeling under the weather. Okay, but if you're feeling under the weather, there's zinc lozenges. This is Finnish research. The scientists there found that taking zinc lozenges or using them cut the duration of a cold by 30%. So that'll help you suck it up, so to speak. And those are available in natural food stores and pharmacies, the zinc lozenges. And the University of Helsinki found that topping off your vitamin C with a glass of OJ for breakfast cuts the incidence and duration of cold in half. And I think it has to do with the flavonoids and other compounds in orange juice besides vitamin C. Of course, eating the whole fruit, the whole oranges, whole orange rather, is going to be even more beneficial. In fact, if you peel the orange, with a knife instead of with your fingers like most people do, eat that white pulpy part and that's the bioflavonoids, and that's going to it's actually an antiviral compound, and it increases the vitamin C effectiveness over 20%, and it also strengthens your capillaries and blood vessels, the hesperidin and flavonoid compounds in the peel, the white, just under the orange part of the peel. And that's another reason not to eat peels, though, as far as the orange, because if you eat commercially produced oranges, a lot of people don't know this, but they actually spray oranges orange. There's a coating, a colored coating that commercial oranges, they're actually sprayed orange to make them look orangier, okay? And here's another tip to avoid not only flu, but also colds and other viruses. If your symptoms are above the neck, you can help to minimize them with a workout. And we do the fitness file. That'll be next hour. Fitness file, sexual health, and the Funny Bone Pharmacy, as well as Dick Allgaier's health report. That's all coming up next hour. But this Yale University study found that the virus replicates better at cool temperatures. So here's the key. One 45-minute exercise session will simulate the physiological conditions of a fever. And that's a good thing, because boosting your body temperature slows replication of the virus, or even burns it out sometimes completely. All right, three hidden food sources of mercury, and this is besides fish. You know, if mercury were listed on an ingredient package, would you buy it? Of course not. You wouldn't knowingly buy a heavy metal that is contained in your food. But this former food investigator for the FDA, he did some research, and he found that many processed foods contain residues of inorganic mercury, which is not quite as bad as methyl, but it's still bad. What you find in fish is the methyl mercury, which is very bioavailable, unfortunately. But inorganic mercury is used in the manufacturing of food ingredients because it basically extends the shelf life. And here's the thing. The law does not require it to be listed on labels because residues are considered safe and it doesn't have to be part of the ingredient label. But studies, this was from the Journal of Integrative Molecular Medicine, they found that people who ate more processed food had higher blood levels of mercury and higher levels of blood sugar as well. And the inorganic mercury in the food supply also makes us more susceptible to the adverse effects of organophosphate pesticide exposures. You know, can you say Roundup? Here's a few ways to avoid hidden mercury. Three of the most common mercury sources, this is going to surprise you, corn sweeteners, including corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup, another reason to stay away from those sugars, sodium benzoate, which is a widely used preservative, and artificial food coloring. So the more natural and whole you'd get, the better. All right, and one last article on nutrition. Astaxanthin helps the heart. A study of runners found that astaxanthin, that's a nutrient found in microscopic algae and also contained in xanthocin, that's the supplement you can get at any GNC store, helps the heart work more efficiently. And in particular, researchers in Utah found that at the level of effort common in long-distance runners, the heart beats a little slower than usual, and which indicates it's not working as hard to support the effort. So, by the way, the official astaxanthin supplement here on Dr. Health Radio is xanthocin, which is the safe anti-inflammatory. It has all the research done, and it's available at your nearest GNC. Or you can also find it online at xanthocin.com. All right, finally, let's see. You know what? We're going to save this peanut butter article for next hour, and that's with Dr. Earl Mandel about reversing peanut allergies. And we'll take a break and be back with more information for your good health as we are joined in studio with Dr. Liz Tam and Trish Lachica talking about smoking cessation, cigarettes, and vaping, and some of the new research that has just been uncovered regarding all those unhealthy activities. So you're going to want to stay tuned for every minute of the show. But if you can't, for some reason, our show is rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. here on Saturday Night Healthy on AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer. Back after this as Dr. Health continues.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to THERALAC.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
I'm a fella with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. A kind of a fella that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, that guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Of course, it ain't cause I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon it to hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet, quite. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything gotta stop while they smoke the cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
No! No! Get that song out of the studio! Please! Oh my goodness. Here we are on Dr. Health Radio, and there's a song on smoking? Oh my goodness. All right, welcome back to the program. David Snow with you. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend, which we hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. And in studio, helping us become healthier, both as an individual and a community and society, Dr. Liz Tam. She's an internist here in Honolulu who specializes in lung diseases, pulmonology, and she's also a professor and chair of the Department of Medicine at the John A. Byrne School of Medicine. And joining her in the studio, as I mentioned earlier, Trish LaChica. She's the Policy and Advocacy Director for the Hawaii Public Health Institute here in Honolulu. And we welcome both of you to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we, you know, there's so much information here, and I don't know where to start. But basically, you know, you showed me an e-cigarette before we went on the air, and you said, do you know what this is? And I said, yeah, it's for a computer. And it's amazing that what it looks like, and it's actually a cigarette. Now, this is for students? Is this how they sneak a smoke or sneak a vape?
Well, so I'm holding with me now is an e-cigarette that actually looks very much like a flash drive. It's very small. It fits right in the palm of my hand, and, you know, it can be easily hidden, but because of these, the popularity of these devices, they're being made in such a way that it just looks glamorizing.
It's and like, is that like $100 or how much is
$50. $50,
okay. But you were saying that the cartridges, the refills are as low as 99 cents, was that?
For some e-liquids, so there's another type of e-liquid that I have with me right now that's 24 milligrams of nicotine, but this is 99 cents, and it's in orange flavor.
Ah, well, the orange flavor is harmless, right?
We don't know that yet.
Okay, so exactly what is an e-cigarette? A lot of people don't realize it's battery-operated, and it's an electronic device. Which one of you want to take that?
Sure, I'll go back a little ways. Actually, back in 1965, a chemist developed something, but it wasn't until 2003. I'm sorry, this is Dr. Tam. 2003, yes. Where it was a pharmacist in China who developed the most modern cigarette, and he did it for his dad,
wow.
who got lung cancer, continued to smoke, and this was his way to get the... bring the smoking down.
Oh,
so it started with that intent, I think a good intent in mind. But
right.
I want to remind people, and this is an alarming fact, they need to know this as we talk about what we're going to discuss today, that as of now, I think 100% virtually of all e-cigarette product lines are controlled by Big Tobacco.
Oh, they bought all the companies.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Interesting.
So they may fund behind the scenes some of the products, some of the components. Certainly a lot of the marketing and the promotion. There's Big Tobacco behind it.
Wow. So it's kind of like the Procter & Gamble of foods. You know, they own their own competing brands, so they just... that have little skirmishes between the brands or the marketing, but it's all the money goes to them regardless of which company or division it goes to.
Right. So I was trying to look for who's actually making this Trish shared with us.
Yes.
That little fancy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not put on the thing that it's made by Lorillard or Altria.
Right, but it's a subsidiary. Or
yeah, but you can look for it online, who actually makes it.
Okay. So an e-cigarette is, just to clarify, because a lot of people don't know what it is, and because most people do not smoke e-cigarettes or vape with them. So it's basically a device that's about the same size as a cigarette.
It started that way, and there's a liquid that you put in, and then it has to pass over a coil that is heated, and it's always made of metal.
Okay.
And then it vaporizes... and people inhale the vapor. So remember that there's a heated element that's made of metal, and that's going to come up because people will talk about the e-liquids themselves, but we're finding it's very important to measure what comes out of the cigarette, out of the inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
And over the 2003, over the decade or more of e-cigarettes, there have been a lot of modifications. So we don't even call them e-cigs anymore. I think some people call them mods.
Mods?
I'm not sure.
Is that
it's
an
modification.
Acronym?
Modification.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's, there are different names for it because now many of them don't look like cigarettes anymore. They used to look like cigarettes.
What do they look like?
Well, they can look like flash drives.
Oh, like a flash drive.
And
a computer.
I've seen some big tanks. You know, big tanks. I mean, you look on the street what people are inhaling.
Right. I have noticed one. I just noticed one the other day.
Yeah, they're all different.
Yeah. I thought the guy was smoking a water pipe.
It looks like.
Is he doing marijuana or is he doing tobacco, you know, or the e-cig?
But they all have that where there's a liquid.
Uh-huh.
And, so, you know, at one point that liquid was highly concentrated. I think they still are. They can be like 100 milligrams per mil of nicotine, a deadly dose.
No, just to put things in perspective or give people a frame of reference, the average cigarette has, what, 2 milligrams of nicotine, right?
Per cigarette,
per
yes.
cigarette. So you're getting, I mean, many, many times more. And nicotine raises your heart rate, blood pressure. It's addictive, of course, and it's a carcinogen. And tell us some of the other deleterious effects of nicotine itself.
Well, I'll tell you. I used to have a lab at the university, and if we wanted to buy a little bottle of even 10 milligrams of nicotine, we had to get a special clearance. It's considered a pee or poison substance.
Interesting.
But per cigarette, there's 2 milligrams of nicotine. It has, first of all, right away, it has effects on the cardiovascular system.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll do all those things, raise your blood pressure, your heart rate, arrhythmias. It also has effects, I'm very worried, about what it does in the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So it will change the nervous system, including the brain. And I've seen the effects on newborns. It actually happens in utero. So if a mom smokes, the nicotine is going to the baby. And
my gosh.
So it's an almost every cellular effect.
Now, what about teenagers or children that smoke? Can it change their brains into adulthood?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Almost every developing system, but we definitely see it in the nervous system.
Mm.
And I am a lung specialist, so I do see it in the forming of the lungs.
Wow.
And the kids and adolescents, they're growing through those periods, a huge growth spurt, so you can have incredible effects.
Right, right.
On the development of these organs.
Unbelievable. And although they were, as you mentioned, the e-cigarettes were introduced just over a decade ago, there are more than 460 brands now. I mean, that is just mind-boggling. There are more brands than there are cigarette brands.
Absolutely. And people are using them. The tobacco companies are targeting the young people. We just got data from a major survey that the state conducts regularly.
Uh-huh.
And in 2017, 27% of middle school kids had tried an e-cigarette, and 15% had used one in the last 30 days.
And there's a high percentage of people that try it that go on to have the habit of or get into they get addicted to it, right?
Yes, it doubles the rate that they'll take up not only e-cigarettes, but what we're finding is more of them go on to use tobacco.
Right, right, right. And Trish, you're in that department. Tell us the percentage that do go on to use tobacco, because a lot of people think, well, it's the lesser of the two evils, you know, e-cigarettes versus smoking. I mean, at least I'm not smoking cigarettes anymore. But apparently, I've read where 20% of people that try e-cigarettes go on to smoke. And then there's dual users, too. So tell us, can you speak on that?
There certainly is data coming out from the UH Cancer Center that are studying our high school students and that are eventually dual using these products.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a difference when we're seeing non-smokers or our youth taking up these products for the first time. There's also a difference among adults who are using them to eventually quit, but who are only switching to perpetuate their habit, because the nicotine in these products, virtually, you know, there's no restriction.
Mm-hmm.
Are they using them eventually to quit, or is it just a new type of product? And so we raise the same concerns among our youth that have never used any tobacco product. And because of the exposure to nicotine, because of how it's being glamorized by the industry, we've seen much higher rates, more than their peers on the mainland. For Dr. Tam mentioned middle schoolers, but among high school students, 42% are trying these products.
Oh, my goodness. No, so it's higher in Hawaii than it is on the mainland?
Yes, almost twice as high.
Why is that?
Well, when you look at how these products are being marketed, they're definitely marketed. They use a lot of young celebrities and endorsers.
Locally.
You can see a lot. It's on social media. They hold contests where you can see huge vape clouds, right?
Oh, my goodness. Contests?
Contests to do that. They have parties where they do invite manufacturers from the mainland to come, and anyone can attend. They're not supposed to be selling. In fact, we did pass a law that prohibits the sale of tobacco products and electronic smoking devices to anyone under the age of 21. But with this data coming out, clearly youth are finding other ways to access these products.
Yeah, you know, I just flashed on when I was at an auto race way back in the, I think, in the 80s in Del Mar, California, and there were these, you know, very attractive women in high heels and miniskirts and everything giving out free samples of cigarettes. And I went up to one of them. I said, how can you sleep at night? I mean, how can you consciously do that? And she, you know, she just shakes her head, what? You know, and it, like, hey, you know, I'm getting paid for this. But, I mean, the same thing is happening 20, 30 years later with vaping as what used to be happening with cigarettes as far as the way they're promoting things.
Correct. That's... And in terms of legislation, mm-hmm. We do have all these restrictions around cigarettes, but virtually none for electronic smoking devices. So e-cigarettes, our only protection is that you, in the state of Hawaii, you cannot vape where smoking is prohibited.
Okay.
But they're the only tobacco product without a tax on them. There's no online restriction for these products, and they're not required to obtain a tobacco permit and license in order to sell. And so without a state database of who is selling e-cigarettes, the state is unable to communicate and enforce our selling laws.
Wow. And you know, there's going to be big money in the political arena because I've read where the profit margins for these e-cigarettes are actually higher than in the tobacco industry.
Correct.
So, I mean, there's big money.
The e-cigarette industry is projected to grow by $34 billion in 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in the wrong business. No, I'm in the right business. Just kidding. Hey, we need to take a break and keep the lights on here. And when we come back, we have many more points of interest to talk about regarding smoking cessation, and all the things that go with the single most preventable cause of death, and that is to quit smoking. We'll give out some numbers and information on how you can do that. And when we come back, Trish, I want to ask you about if the therapy is the same, if people want to get off the vaping because maybe the nicotine levels are even higher than smoking, and it might be a different protocol to get them to quit or enable them to quit permanently versus just a regular smoker. Dr. Liz Tam in the studio along with Trish LaChica, and we're talking about smoking, vaping, and all the things that go with things that, you know, I can't think of you couldn't invent a better drug delivery system than smoking. I mean, within, 7 seconds, it hits the brain. But that's another program. I'll get off my soapbox. But much more information for your good health here on Dr. Health as we continue here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Could a person's medical device get hacked? There's some concern about that. Another study says moderate drinking is actually good for you. Whoa, I'll have details. And how many bad days do you have per year? Someone actually did a study. What is a bad day, and how many on average do you have a year? I'll have details coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of xanthicin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding xanthicin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed xanthicin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthosin.com.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow, snow,
snow. It won't be long.
It is David Snow on your radio.
With snow.
Smokeless snow, I might add. Welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, Dr. Liz Tam is in the studio. She's an internist, and she specializes in breathing and treating lung diseases. Joining her, Trish LaChica from the Hawaii Public Health Initiative, or excuse me, Institute. And Trish, before the break, I was going to ask you about if somebody wanted to quit vaping. Maybe they haven't quit, they haven't ever smoked, but they took up vaping. And as you were mentioning, it could be even higher in nicotine than conventional cigarettes. Is the protocol the same for quitting vaping as somebody that would want to quit smoking?
Yes. So we do have a Hawaii Quit line, so 1-800-RIGHT-QUIT-NOW, that folks can be directed to. And they do offer cessation services both for cigarettes and e-cigarettes.
Okay, so they recognize the differences. And is there much of a difference in quitting either?
I think I can speak to a little more because many years of trying to get people to stop smoking cigarettes. And we know it's that nicotine component. So the same thing if you're trying to stop vaping, first try to lengthen the period of time between cigarettes.
Okay.
You want to get that that low point, the low concentration in your blood to increase that duration. You're going to train your nicotine receptor to go without it. So usually it's that first cigarette or that first vape in the morning. If you can go longer, because you know that you last used before you went to bed, go longer on that. Try to increase the duration of time in between. Mm-hmm. And really try not to have those high peaks of nicotine, because it looks like it's that peak concentration that makes that receptor more addicted. So work on bringing down the peak and lengthening the time that you're at trough level. So at least do that. So people need to watch what's in that liquid they're putting in the vape. I know it comes in purportedly different concentrations, although there's no regulation. We don't know what's in that vape. So even those things that they say, oh, this has no nicotine, I wouldn't put it past those tobacco companies to spike it a little bit.
Right.
They know they need to addict these folks. But at least reduce that peak. So as a lung specialist, I will tell you that if you cut up open all the lung air bubbles that we have and spread them out, our lungs are about the surface area of a tennis court.
Right.
And then these nicotine liquids are just programmed. They are, the companies made them so it's more addictive. They kept the pH at the right level. And it just, so it hits those cells, your lung cells, and they're absorbed like that so fast. They're at the right pH that the nicotine can go in. Make these huge.
What a science.
Yes, so the tobacco companies knew what makes these more addictive. And let me tell you, they're using all their years of experience to get these young people.
You can bet on that, Now, let's talk about, to both of you, the chemicals emitted in e-cigarette vapors and their potentially harmful side effects. We talked about nicotine, of course, as a lung tumor promoter and can also be a gastrointestinal carcinogen. You know, people think, it only affects the lungs, but I mean, it can affect other organs of the body. Just because it's you're subjecting the smoke or vape to the lungs doesn't mean that it only affects the lungs, right?
Like I say, you know, the lungs are the entryway. It's the size of a tennis court.
Right.
So it's getting in the bloodstream. And indeed, the major effect of these, most immediate effect, is on the cardiovascular system. Your blood vessels, your heart, and it's ruinous. We see the changes immediately. So long before you get the cancer effects, we're going to see stroke, you know, heart attacks, blood pressure. So we do know that nicotine vaping will double your risk of having a heart attack.
So they won't really have a chance to come down with lung cancer because they'll have died of a heart attack or something.
I hope that's small not consolation.
Right. Now here's a study that's just a few days old from February 24th, the UCSF study, the University of California, San Francisco, and this showed that smoking e-cigarettes daily doubles the risk of heart attacks.
As I said.
And it was a study of 70,000 people, heart attack risk for e-cigarettes is on top of the effect of conventional cigarettes, so which by themselves nearly triple the odds of heart risk. So it's like a five times. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's mind-boggling. Yeah. I was also very interested to hear. I think when you're doing the news, you talked about the metals.
Yes, right.
Okay, so now cadmium. We have new data came out in the last 2 weeks. Now that people are beginning to study the vapor that comes out generated by those heated coils. We do know that the vape is higher in lead, which we have worked really hard to take out of our air, and chromium, both known to be carcinogens.
Central nervous system damage.
Neurotoxic, yes, absolutely. But so people are vaping lead and chromium.
And nickel and other heavy metals.
Absolutely.
And then there's propylene glycol, otherwise known as antifreeze, which is also a carcinogen. It can cause throat and airway irritation. And then toluene is, I think, another carcinogen or causing, I believe, renal damage.
Everything
damage. And then did I leave out acetone, which everybody knows, acetone, like people that you make surfboards or other things. But that causes ocular irritation as well as gastric distress. So, you might go blind vaping and you won't be able to see all the smoke you're generating. But anyway.
I also remind people that the flavorings themselves.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about
when
that.
When they are heated, they do generate some carcinogens. A study has been done of those. I do know that cherry flavor, they're all bad, but cherry flavor, we do see a higher level of carcinogen.
That reminds me. Let's see. Cherries are, you mean just the flavoring. I wonder if it's natural or artificial flavoring because cherries, it's a member of the almond family, and almonds contain cyanide, the pits, in small amounts. So maybe the concentrated cherry extract could have...
Yeah, it wasn't cyanide, but it's another long name carcinogen generated.
Yeah, bad for you, in other words. Okay.
Bad.
All right. So what's the answer? What's the future of vaping? I mean, it looks like there's no stopping it. What's being done legislatively?
This is Trish. So at the federal level, actually 2 years ago, the FDA Center for Tobacco Products extended their authority to begin to deem these products as tobacco products. So they expanded their authority to include e-cigarettes. However, as of the new administration, those rules will be delayed for at least another 5 years. It was their concern on what these ingredients contain and would have required manufacturers to list the ingredients, to report the ingredients, to put health warnings on these products, but all of those are delayed. And so with the evidence that's coming out with our youth that are taking up these devices, I do believe we have to take action before we further put their health at risk. And so at the state level, for several years, we have been supporting legislation that would regulate electronic smoking devices or e-cigarettes similar to tobacco products by taxation, licensing and permitting, online restriction, as well as some zoning regulations in areas where the youth are to help protect them from being initiated to these products.
Similar to bars or certain businesses being next to schools or so many feet away from a school.
Yeah, we have these in law where There are places where you cannot have a liquor license. There are places where you cannot have a medical marijuana dispensary. In our laws, we actually have prohibition of samples of cigarettes, as well as discounting and couponing within 1,000 feet of schools. But one of the bills that we're working on this legislative session is a tobacco-free school buffer zone. And so Senate Bill 2304 is actually priority of our youth council. So we have youth members from across the state that came together, and they said that their number one concern has been the proximity and the availability of these products close to schools, close to playgrounds. And it has an effect on them. Even if we have the Tobacco 21 law and they're not allowed to be sold, right, to anyone under 21, seeing them being marketed and glamorized does have an impact on how they think that vaping might be vaping is promoted and acceptable.
Yeah. Wow, that's... there's good and bad. I mean, you can see the potential to correct it, but then you see just how pervasive it is and how addicting the behavior is, or the seducing, how seductive it is, you know. Now, one question that just entered my mind, I know that you're not versed on this because you're tobacco and e-cigarettes, but medical marijuana, the people that vape marijuana. Actually, Dr. Liz Tim, being a pulmonologist, what's your view on this? And if they're doing it for medicinal purposes, is vaping? Have you seen any studies on medical marijuana, or just doing?
We can tell you, and we do see a triangle forming between cigarettes and the vape and marijuana, because actually there are devices that are being used as delivery devices for even marijuana.
Yes, right.
All kinds of things. So there's a swirl in there. And the thing about vaping and smoking, you see, it's so visible.
Mm-hmm.
And also they are hitting the lung, a tremendous entryway for the body. So we do need to be careful about it, because when you have these visible puffs of smoke all over the place, people begin to they think that's normal.
Mm.
And all these decades of our, people used to smoke in elevators.
Oh, I remember that.
In the airplane.
Sure.
Yeah. So now, students don't realize that this is clean air that we really worked hard to protect and to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have these vapes, these clouds all over the place.
Right.
And then who knows what's in it? Might be marijuana.
I was just following a car yesterday. And
I rolled up my window.
Yeah, right. Because
I go to research around those.
You're absolutely right.
Because I do want to teach people there's secondhand vape, just like we have secondhand smoke.
Right.
But there's an entity, we do know it, is there's third-hand smoke.
I was just going to ask you about
third-hand
that.
Third-hand vape. Mm. And I really worry. So people may not actually vape when their kids are around.
Right.
But if they smoke in a room, vape in a room and leave, those particles are all over. And
the curtains, the furniture, the couches,
pillows. Yeah, and
pillows,
how babies are.
Carpets, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whose brains and lungs are forming.
Right.
They come and they put everything in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So folks... just watch it. I'm sure that the nicotine level in the whole population is on the up, because look where people vape, and all these surfaces probably have nicotine in them now.
Mm.
Yeah, I do want to say, like, nicotine, not just when it is vape, but even when you get them on your hands, it can be absorbed through the skin.
That's right, yes.
So This can be toxic for babies or infants, right? Especially when you see e-liquid and they look and smell like candy.
Oh, right, yes.
Ingestion.
Yeah,
is
and
fatal.
Propylene glycol, the carrier, is a sweet tasting substance. That's why dogs and pets die from licking antifreeze that's been leaking out of somebody's radiator. Yeah. Wow. Boy. Now, we only have 2 or 3 minutes left in the program, so we want to cover all the review all the... Oh, yeah, actually, you know what? We need to take one more break just for a minute, and then we'll be back with a little more information, and we'll give out your... quit line again and also your website. So back after this as we continue here on smoking cessation as well as vaping and quitting smoking. So we'll be back with more information for your good respiratory health here on Dr. Health Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside.
All right, welcome back to the program. David Snow with you. Hey, just a minute left in the show. Boy, time flies when you're having healthy fun. All right, so let's just give out a few websites and more information for people wanting to quit, or maybe they know somebody that wants to quit, or they just want to. Is there a way that people can volunteer for some of the things that you talked about, Trish?
Yes, we do need all the help that we can to raise awareness on these products. And so if you're a concerned parent or anyone who would like to register as an advocate, you can at American Heart's website, yourthecure.org.
Yourthecure.org, yes. Okay.
And if you, or on the Hawaii Public Health Institute website. But also, if you would like to quit, there are resources, 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
That's the main number, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, if you don't remember anything else. And Dr. Liz Tam, a parting shot.
Oh, boy, just remember, it's the tobacco companies out to get you.
All right. Okay, that's word to the wise or words of wisdom. True words were never spoken. Website for the American
Lung Association, yeah. American Cancer Society.
Just Google those, yeah.
We're all up against
keep breathing, keep us breathing as well. Dr. Liz Tam and Trish LaChica, thank you so much for being here. We welcome you back next year, if not sooner. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to kick off National Nutrition Month with our guest, Dr. Earl Mendel, the author of The Vitamin Bible and almost 60 other books on health, nutrition, and medicine. We'll have lots of information for your good nutritional health, as well as all of our regular features on hour number two of the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. But stay tuned now for the top of the hour Fox News and hour number two coming right up after the... top of the hour news, and much more information to come in the 10 o'clock hour of the program. Thanks so much for joining us. Join us next hour as well.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.